Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Fourth and five. Throwing for it and intercepted.
Oh.
That's Dean. Jamel Dean with the interception. There is a flag back at the 44-yard line.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
So it just dawned on me that play would have come back anyway.
Well, he underthrew it. Yeah, he underthrew it.
But what was the penalty? It must have been against the Niners.
Yeah.
Well, good thing it didn't get complete.
I'll never get...
Would have been a real bummer.
Okay, hold on, Stoney. I got to just stop the show. Screeching halt. So Grandy comes in during the break and looks down under the table, deep under the table, and comes up with these, which we thought were your glasses, but you have them on your face.
Let me see them. I have two pair.
So this must be yours. Are these the ones you thought you lost?
You can throw them.
What? He found your glasses.
No, I didn't even know I lost this pair.
But you left your glasses in the studio?
No, but you had two pair.
No, I know. I have two pair.
All right, I need to relax.
And I thought I had two pair on me.
Oh, okay. So you just now lost them. Okay. Because I thought you went and replaced the originals because you lost them.
I did.
Are those the one? Oh, you found them.
No, I lost them, then I found them, then okay. I had two because I bought another pair.
Yeah, these were on the ground now, under the seat, under the table.
Oh, thanks, Grandy.
Yeah.
You're the man.
Yeah.
How long have you not had these glasses for?
And that clearly was just over the weekend.
Clearly.
Okay. Evan,
I keep my two glasses in various places, and I had one in my bag, and I figured out the other pair is probably somewhere at home.
Well, if you
I
bought another pair, you'd... Probably expecting the ones you lost not to come back, right?
Okay. This is what you don't understand. Okay. I got a pair of glasses, reading glasses. I lost them. I was really disappointed.
Yeah, I remember.
I'm like, to hell with it. I'm getting another pair exactly the same.
I remember.
And naturally, the first pair showed up. Now I have two pairs, which I thought I have had in my possession for about the last 4 months. In fact, I thought I had two pair of glasses, maybe either on my person or the second pair would have been at the house. But look at that. They were lost. I didn't even know it. And now Grandy's done me a solid.
Right, but there's a scenario to Evan's point that these could have been under here maybe 6 to 8 weeks. The ones who were...
No.
Or the 4 month period you were just describing.
No. I've had these two
They've
glasses...
They've been buried underneath the studio.
No, I've had these two glasses in the same place recently as...
This is what I'm...
10 days ago.
Okay. All right.
Although I might have thought I had two.
The timeline keeps changing.
Yeah.
I grabbed it for Grandy. I said, he's going to be excited. Then you're wearing them on your face. I'm like, hold on. Anyway.
Hey, how long are you going to defend Trent Williams, do you think?
No, the cat's out the bag. The rat's on the table. I mean, man. Oh, but you know what? You keep ignoring how great he's been.
That's right, because it doesn't matter anymore.
He should have a Super Bowl with him.
Yeah, too bad.
He was Billy Badass.
I don't care what somebody did in 2018. Get in the present. Well, sick of people looking back.
Okay, let me ask you this. What if they would next year's draft, this year was all defense, what if they went all linemen and drafted his replacement?
Well,
that's why you can't make an in-season trade.
They're not going
to
do that.
To waste capital if you don't think you can win it. And I'm sorry, John Lynch is a Super Bowl champ. Kyle's been to the – he knows what this is. Stoney, they're not playing to make the playoffs. That's cute for the fans. If they think they can't win it, They ain't going all in like that using assets. That's what, and that's why you played the sound earlier a couple hours ago. Kyle was like, "Yeah, we've been playing okay. He ain't like we're the 85 Bears." And I gotta respect cats, guys, and gals to keep it real like that and not fall. You know, like he could easily say, "Well, we're 4-1. Nobody can. Our stuff don't stink." He's knowing, man, a break here, a break there. We could, you know, be 2-3.
You want to hear what Trent Williams said about his unnecessary roughness?
Oh, man, give it
penalty
to me.
When he went after 5'10", 5'10 safety, Tyke Smith. Yeah, what happened? So, Trent, you have one last shot to win the game. You throw an interception, and then you go after the safety when the game was over. What happened there?
Oh, yeah. Just, I don't know. Just talking trash, frustrated. You know, just mixing it up. Nothing harmful.
All right.
Oh, I like that. That's what the bullies say. Nothing harmful. But, man, Frank,
how big is Trent? What's he about? 6'7?
Oh, my God. Probably. I think
6'7, 340?
Boom. Man. You see what he did to Richard Sherman years ago when he was the Redskins?
I didn't.
They played the playoff game.
Okay.
Seattle would beat the Redskins.
Mm.
And then he had his helmet on, and they're at the center. I'm going to show you after the show. And they're talking, and Richard has his helmet off. He's on Seattle, Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
And he goes, "I should punch you in the face." Sherman goes, Trent says that to Sherman. Sherman goes, "Do it." And all you hear is this, and you see it, this right, bam, hit him in the face. Yeah. And then Richard goes, "He hit me," because he knew he couldn't do anything else. But Stoney, it's one of those, yeah. Watch out for Big Trent. I hope he don't listen.
Are you going to pick on me? Yeah. He went at a 5'10", 202-pound safety, Tyke Smith. You know who's next? 5'11", 209-pound. I'm not 209.
I was just about to say that.
No, 209. Let's go to Nick in Ohio. What's going on, Nick? How you doing, man?
Good, guys. Good to hear your voices and talk to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, what's up, baby?
I wanted to talk about injuries. You know, they say that, you know, injuries are part of the game. So everybody just accepts it. And the NFL, you know, is cool with that, you know. But, man, it is just, it just breaks your heart. And it's like a gut, a sucker punch that just knocks the wind out of you when key players get injured. I'm a Lions fan, and their secondary, including their safety, just all decimated. And then they have to go and face Mahomes, you know. It's just Dan Campbell thought this was their best team ever. And now they're just hurting. And it's just so discouraging. And I just wonder, is everything being done possible? I know some are impact injury. Can't blame it on the turf. But is the NFL doing everything it can to prevent injuries is what I'd like to know.
No, I wouldn't think so.
I mean, yeah, I appreciate the call. Dude, he's down. And I know Kansas City beat Detroit, but Stoney, these dudes are stronger, faster, bigger than ever. They're just car crashes, man.
Exactly.
And that's like, what would you even do if you wanted to do a case study on the Niners under Kyle? There's nothing there but guys getting hurt.
That's been documented.
Mo, so I'm asking as to why, though. There's no, Kyle's doing some, like, there's nobody's fault. It's football.
Okay.
But it does feel like everybody and their mom's getting hurt, man.
None harmful.
Like, the way I look at it is, yeah, and I'm going to go back in time here. Look, when decades ago, if you played college football, you played 10 games, maybe 11, and then a bowl game.
All right.
Then your season was over. 12 games. They're going to go to an 18 in the NFL. So,
well, 17 now. I got you.
But it's going to 18. So Evan talks about this all the time. We talk about old school versus new school.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he is adamant, and I'll give it to him. Oh, these guys are bigger, stronger, faster.
Facts.
Okay, they're playing 18, 17 games now. The injuries aren't going away.
But they have more in week games. 1 and 2
exactly.
Still, Stoney, is what I'm saying.
Okay, well, then they're not ready at the beginning of the year. The season's too long, and then guys are going to get hurt late in the year.
No, but we're watching guys take care of their body all off season, and I'm just saying to you,
okay, you think
we see linemen as big as Bosa back during Fred Dean's era, or even Too Tall Jones? Those dudes were big,
but they
weren't like what they are. Like, Stani, these dudes are so.
What are you saying? What's happening?
I believe science, bigger, stronger, faster,
and more games
and collisions though that could happen before seven. So you're saying that the cumulative?
Of course. God, look, if they're playing 14 games and they're going to go to an 18-game schedule, that's 30% more games. Mm. Like, it just stands to reason. And I got to believe guys are getting injured more now than they have in the past.
But a guy like Fred, 122 starts, only had missed one game.
Only a matter of time.
Man, wow.
I mean, seriously, only a matter of time. And they're going to,
Damn.
This is kind of my feeling where, yeah, we can complain about injuries, and yeah, the Niners have been hit hard, but like, that's what happens in football every damn year. Mm. The season is so freaking long. The game is so violent that you cannot assume health. Like, you just can't. And if you can't assume health, then you've got to acknowledge that health is going to beat you some years.
And can you?
And guess what? It may be beating the 49ers 2 years in a row.
And that's all I was going to. It's not a maybe. It is. And okay. I'm not making excuses.
Well, it's not an excuse. You're not. What if I just said, forget the injuries? They don't have enough quality depth. They don't have enough quality depth.
But who does?
Well, the teams that are. Like, overcoming the injuries.
But Mahomes goes down, Allen goes down, it's over. Stani, you know that.
Is it?
Yeah. Lamar going down for Baltimore, it's a wrap. So I'm just saying.
But Purdy's not Lamar. Brock Purdy's not Lamar Jackson. He's not Josh Allen.
He's closer to Mac Jones. So they got two, so they're ahead of the game, but they're losing to other places, though. You talk about depth, you can't replace Bosa, and you can't replace Fred.
Right, and the Lions couldn't replace Hutchinson last year.
No doubt about it. They had more than that.
It's every team.
But it doesn't make it cool, and I'm not saying you're saying it. Stani, it don't make it cool, though. I hate
it's injuries. Not cool at all. That's what I'm saying. The NFL doesn't give a rat's ass. They're going to add more games. We're just going to see more injuries. And guess what? There's going to be more fan bases in more cities that are saying, damn, we could have been better, except we had too many injuries.
And I'm going to take it to the NBA. Same thing with Steph, him getting hurt. I know it was a hammy. But damn, Stani, that changed the fortune of the season right there, that one hammy.
Yeah, the difference is that football guys get hurt all the time. Throughout the course of the year, and it happens consistently. Like, so I either want to say get used to it or like get over it.
Yeah, man.
You know, it's like Fred Warner's the toughest guy in football, one of the toughest guys. It's like even he gets hurt. It's like he can't.
McCaffrey been hurt a few times in his career.
By the midway point of the season, we're no longer watching like every team at their best because no team's got. Complete health, and no team's playing with all their players.
Well, Philly was when they went through some things last year, Stani. When Kansas City wasn't, but no excuses. Philly was healthy. As close to healthy as you want, but I get your drift.
888-957-9570 is the number. Where do the Niners go from here? They are 4-2 still. They're still undefeated in the division. And see, that's the other thing that I'm thinking about with why
they got action.
The door is still not all the way shut. First of all, you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. If the Niners, they're 3-0 in the division, how many of the remaining three do they have to win in the division to get the tiebreaker with all teams? 4-2 might do it.
Yeah, but now, and listen, you might be right, but now you're assuming that you're going to beat all, like you could handle business in the division. Well, I hear what you're saying. You get in the playoffs by winning the division. But,
exactly.
Yeah.
They are in the driver's seat right now, standings-wise, in the division, and they have three games against three opponents that are going to be tough.
Right.
But
you could have lost all three. If they go simple, Simon, you could have lost all three of those division games easy.
That's why 3-0 puts them in the driver's seat.
But my point is, why I would turn the volume down on that is going 6-0 or to, I'm not saying
they don't
saying
have to
that.
Go 6-0. They have to go 4-2. Yeah. That might do it. Yeah. One more win again. Like if
but what if you fall off everywhere else though?
Well, you know, then you're shot anyway. Yeah. But the reality is they go, like if they beat the Rams somehow
so
in the second quarter of the season.
And I, you said it, but it seems like Stoney, you're like, until I see it, I don't expect any slippage. Like if you can't stop anybody from running, and I'm not saying, I saw what I saw yesterday and the numbers don't tell me Tampa had that good of a day on the ground. They averaged 4 yards a pop, but my man White didn't get 100 yards. They got together 100 yards. But I'm saying down the road, Steiny, when these dudes know it's going to be so hard to stop, so, you know,
sorry
you got Bijan Robinson coming in here next week.
Okay.
Speaking of Atlanta,
don't we have a great running back?
Well, you did when the line was blocking better.
Okay, I think a lot of people think McCaffrey's a hell of a player.
Point taken.
So,
but until you see it, you're like, nah. You just got to go out there and play, and they know that. Kyle knows that. But Steiny, I can't ignore.
The bottom line is like
the defense
you're
was with Fred, and now what you want him to be without him.
Look, like go ahead, like blame injuries. You're not wrong, but who cares? Like. You can't.
Nobody's crying for you. I'm not saying that.
I mean, I just don't. Like, I want to see, like, injuries all over football and really looking at who's had a lot of them. And I think what we'd find is, yeah, the Niners are probably among the worst, but that the name of the game in the NFL is winning when your players get hurt.
Oh, man.
Like that's how teams are successful.
They've done that through six games, wouldn't you say? 4-2?
So far.
It's almost a miracle, seriously. Now, how far you want to take it, Dibs? Where do you draw the line in the sand?
See, that's where I, you know.
Because you could be 2-4.
I know, but I don't consider it almost a miracle. Like, that makes them sound like they stink and they have somehow won 4 games. I don't think they stink. Not only that,
I think they
played teams that stink more than they do, like the New Orleans Saints and maybe the Cardinals.
And those games were close.
Yes. Yeah.
And all I'm saying to that point, Donnie, is the Niners have been the benefactor. They've benefited from good fortune, wouldn't you say? And yesterday it kind of went a different way. The fumble, that went their way. The running into the punter to give you a new set of downs, I thought they were going to make Tampa pay. And they didn't.
Mike's in Gilroy. Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hey, guys, how's it going? Hey, just real quick, yeah. I believe it's Scotty. I believe with you, you know. I mean, can't look at the glass half full. I mean, the bottom line is we know the game. We knew the game coming into this season. Our defense wasn't strong, didn't have depth. So now we took the hit, two best defensive players. But our backups, Bethune, these guys are professionals. I have confidence in them that they'll carry their load, or share of the load, you know?
All right.
I mean, the bottom line is, I mean, going into the season, like I said, I think I know, and probably most of your callers and you guys know, we needed to score 28 points a game to win. We scored 28 in the last game. We win, right?
Yep.
And when you get to the playoffs, it gets up to probably 32 points or 34. So, really, I don't want to say if there's any pressure on anyone. It's still on our offense, right? On Kyle Shanahan, you know. I mean, like you say, the offensive line. But you got to score points in the NFL. That's what it is, because we know we're going to give up some points because of our defense again, and we knew that going into the season. And real quick on your injuries, you know, my take is, yeah, you hit it. It's a accumulation of a lot of things, but these guys are just bigger and stronger now, right? With all this muscle, so. Your body can only hold a certain amount of weight running full speed with these ligaments, right? Or your skeleton. I mean, you know, Bosa, probably when he's done with football, he'll probably be at 230.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
5-pound guy, right? He's not really a 260, 260-pound man to walk around. Mm, I mean, that is it. You know, it's a lot of added muscle on our skeletons, right? You know, so that's what I got for that, you guys.
Hey, appreciate it. And that's what I'm going to say to, you know, nobody cares. Now, I need to cross over to Willard and Dibbs if I really truly believe the Niners' best defense is going to be their offense, but how can they get to a plateau of 28 or 30 a game, which I think that's the metric, Steiny, and I'm assuming just, you know, a step back from the defense. Like, they're not blocking well enough to do that.
Hey, they got to block better. Like, teams get better at stuff over the course of a season.
I would never say that's not true.
Oh, yeah.
But
look, I get it. Warner and Bosa are big misses. But the offense has not been great this year. And there's a chance in 2 or 3 weeks, you'll have Purdy. You'll have Kittle. You'll have Pearsall.
Right.
Who knows about it? Like, get better offensively.
Like,
you haven't hit 30 all year. You haven't hit 28 all year. Why? Like, are you saying that this team's offensive line is so bad they can't score 28?
No,
they just can't.
No, I would never say that.
They got to get better.
All right.
They got to get better.
But those were 4 reinforcements. You did like, wow. Hopefully you get Ayuk, but if you get just Pearsall, Kittle, and Purdy, you see what time it is.
This is from the 925 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's kind of where I'm at because I don't know where to go with it. But
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah.
Is that what he said?
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah, he was agreeing with I believe it's Scotty.
I believe it's Scotty.
Yeah. No, Scotty was he's right on the money. 925 says, I'm just a little tired of the woe is me.
What?
Victim mentality. Injuries happen in pro sports. It just is what it is. Mm. And you know what you do? You keep going. And you do the best you can, but this endless whining and poor us and we are cursed. It's just old. And more than that, says the 925, it's a loser mindset. We don't have that in San Francisco. You're not going to find anybody in that locker room crying about Warner.
All right.
Those are pros. It hurts, but they move on. I'd suggest the fan base do the same thing.
Was that Harry?
Dude, they wrote that. That you just read.
No, he knows it's, trust me, he knows it's Stein.
No, Harry says it's
oh,
over.
No, that was a text.
Harry's saying jump.
That was a, that's from the 925. He's down, he's a 6'5" guy, so it wasn't him.
So when it's all said and done and the dust settles, Jennings versus Kyle, nothing burger.
Well, of course not, because it's a Niner. It's a Niner dust up. Now, so there's nothing to see. There's nothing to see there. But when other receivers complain, then that's dissension. But here it's just, you know, it's great competitiveness. Oh, emotion. And boy, just competitive guys.
I'm going to agree with the player. I'm team player. If I'm truly out there with 5 broken ribs, and my season's
just been
hell.
Do you think he has 5 broken ribs?
He said 5.
Okay.
And,
again,
but for him to say that line.
Do you think he has 5?
I do.
5.
Because he said, why would he just stop there? Why didn't he say 2?
Well, why does everybody exaggerate?
But then he said, if you don't love this game and pain as part, you know, when he went on that one, I'm like, oh, this dude, he's different. But Stoney, I would be frustrated. And
you
maybe he could have said, hey, can I get the ball? I'm watching some
hey,
guy
can you
we
get
just
open?
Picked up get 5 receptions.
That's right.
And look like, he looked like Rice. I'm like, this dude might take it all to, I mean, that's the second week in a row board's been crazy. He's been crazy. And all your boys out there with 5 broken ribs, like, can little Larry get something? I'm out here hurt.
See, this is where I guess I'm different. Let me see the x-ray.
See, that's, you don't believe people.
Can you even play with 5?
He's showing
5 broken ribs. How's he breathing?
And a high ankle sprain. He said that, Steiny. See, you don't believe him. And I love that he said it, man.
It's not that I don't believe him. I'm just like, damn, five broken ribs?
And it happened on that play against Jacksonville when he got that two-point conversion from Purdy's jump ball.
I mean, he's got 19 good ones. Well, he's fine.
Is that how many ribs you got, 24? I mean,
apparently there's 12 on each side.
Could you imagine?
Oh, well, wait, you got 12 ribs?
No, 12 on each side.
That's how you get 24 total.
So he's 20% of his...
No, Steiner, you
it's
can't
only 20%
breathe.
Of his ribs?
You're breathing, dude.
Yeah,
how soft can you be?
You hear what Trent Williams said about it?
How about, you know...
No, I didn't.
9 ribs, then you got something to complain
what
about.
What Trent say, Evan?
Play it for him, Steiner.
Okay, here we go.
Uh-oh.
We all going through something. Not everybody's going through broken ribs and ankle sprain, but, you know, we all going through something. This is football. I mean, Mac just had to get a shot in his ribs. So, I mean, we're all going through something. Obviously, you never want to see anybody hurt, but it's the game. It's the game we play. I was super, super happy he gritted it out and suited up for us. We really need guys like that. So, you know, but it's a part of the game. Honestly, it's part of the game.
So nothing to see here.
Dude.
With Jennings' toughness, according to Trent Williams.
Come on. I'm telling you this. If I had a half a broken rib, I'm not playing. Dude, 5? That's a tough SOB. But I didn't like what Trent said. He kind of like, everybody's got he got a little cough.
Nothing harmful.
That's 5 broken ribs, and you're risking another 5 going out there hampered.
Show me the x-ray.
I'll look at
what's coming up on the game is brought to you by, it sounds like Trent wants to see the x-ray too, because he said like a couple of ribs, not 5, not 6. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. This Sunday night, the kickoff show with Lorenzo Neal and Evan Giddings is live from Laughing Monk in Sunnyvale. It starts at 3 o'clock. They'll have all the early games on, and the beer garden is going to be rocking. They got a DJ and bartender serving Gold Bar whiskey specials. If you're going to the game, you can sign up for the free shuttle to the stadium right now. First come, first served. Go to the Eventbrite page on our website, 957thegame.com, and sign up now.
I believe it's Scotty.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.